25th of March 2019, the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Lady. Isaiah 7:10 to 14. Yahweh spoke to Ahaz again and said, "Ask Yahweh your God for a sign, either in the depth of Sheol or in the heights above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, I will not put Yahweh to the test." He then said, "Listen now, house of David, are you not satisfied with trying human patience, that you should try my God patience too? The Lord will give you a sign in any case. It is this: the young woman is with child and will give birth to a son, whom she will call Immanuel." A young woman will give birth to a child. This is a great sign which is fulfilled when the Lord has come. And the name Immanuel opens the deepest truth to our heart. God is merciful with his people. He is not a God in distance, which lets people go when they are on wrong ways, and they will earn what they did. Who could live with this? So I want to give a little introduction from a book which is called God is Our Father, which I recommend sometimes from Madre Eugenia. So these words are showing a little bit the intentions of our Father. So it is said as God's voice. As I noticed that neither the patriarchs or prophets were able to awake the love of people to me, I decided to come for myself. How should I do that? How can I come to human beings? There was no other possibility to come for myself in the second person of my divinity. Will people recognize me? Will they listen to me? There is nothing hidden in the future for me. So I answered to these two questions for myself. No, the human being will not accept my presence, even when they are close to me. They will misuse me in my son, in spite of all the good he will do for them. Yes, they will deny me in my son and bring me to cross to see me dying. Will I stop now? No. My love to my children, to the human beings, is far too great. If we meditate this attitude of God and internalize it, then we can imagine how much a joy had been in heaven that this young woman Isaiah was speaking from, and we honor her as Our Lady, said her free yes to the will of God. In the secret of the words of today, heaven and earth are cooperating completely. There is no hesitation in the Virgin. She doesn't make any limitations. She doesn't speak a yes and then to live a no. It is like a relationship between God and human beings should be. God is sending his messenger, and he finds this young woman who was prepared for her whole life. Therefore, she can receive the grace and is ready to answer to the love of God. And now our Redeemer can come. Without any question, that what happens in Nazareth is unique. But we have to see that God is always looking for souls like the Virgin Mary, which are receiving his love, that they give birth on a spiritual way to Christ and bring Christ into the world. On this way, what happens in Nazareth will be continued today. Also, the crucifixion of the Lord was unique to bring redemption to the world. But we know in the Holy Mass, each day the sacrifice of Christ is realized on an unbloody way. And what happened on Golgotha is present. So we have to take care and listen how God is talking to us, which ways he will find to reach us. Let us make it very easy for the Lord to speak to us. And this we can do if we follow the way of following Christ very constantly, and that we are prepared, and that we ask the Lord each day to wake up our ear, that we can listen to him like a disciple. We can read this in Sirach 54. We can go to the school of listening and doing the will of God in the school of Our Lady. She will us help to understand what the Lord says and to answer in the right way.
The communion verse of the feast says, "Behold that the Virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel."
Ecce virgo concipit.